Well, it's almost over, isn't it? Fall day is past. And believe it or not, there are only about 2.5 weeks left in this school year. Then time for commencement for some of us. It's time to begin packing for that vicarage assignment, for that first call. For others, it's time to begin that working and or relaxing vacation. Amid all this excitement, we are still to be celebrating the resurrection and also to begin gearing ourselves up for the celebration of the Pentecost. Do we still feel like celebrating? Or are we beginning to be like Peter, slowly retracting into ourselves? The text which I have chosen for our brief meditation this morning is from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 1. Verses 6 to 8, where we read, "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the truth of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory." St. Peter, of course, was writing this letter to a resident alien, Christians who were undergoing a great deal of persecution. He was reminding them that their faith was in the same God that raised Christ from the dead. And he was reminding them that their faith was in the resurrection of Christ from the dead. He was saying to them that although trials and distresses surrounded them, although Christ had physically left their midst, they believed in him and they loved him. And for that there was great cause for rejoicing. And rejoice they did. Now here we sit, quite far removed from the persecutions, those kinds of persecutions which those early saints faced. Quite far removed also from the real event of the resurrection, even though it's been only 3 weeks since we celebrated that event. Have you felt the great rejoicing with joy inexpressible, full of glory and hope that has surrounded us? Where is our joy? Syndicated columnist Irma Bombeck once wrote a newspaper article on this subject, and I'd like to share just a portion of that column with you. She writes, "In church the other Sunday, I was intent on a small child who was swimming around, smiling at everyone. He wasn't gurgling, humming, kicking, tearing up the hymnals, or rummaging through his mother's purse. He was just smiling. Finally, his mother jerked him about, and in a stage whisper that could be heard in a little stage off Broadway, she said, 'Stop that grinning, you're in church.' And the fact gave him a belt on his hind side, and the tears started rolling down his cheek, she said, 'That's better,' and returned to her chair. What did they think, these children of the 70s? These things make a joyful noise to the Lord, while our faces reflect the sadness of one who has just buried a rich aunt who left everything to a pregnant hamster. We say, 'If I have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.' Translated in the parking lot, it comes out in a shame to you, fella. Is this really what people see in us? We proclaim ourselves to be heirs of the kingdom of God? Is this really what people hear from us? We carry that great news of Christ crucified and risen for the sins of the world. We are being trained in this place to be ambassadors for Christ, to be witnesses of the manifold grace of God. And people indeed are going to be looking to us for evidence of the grace and mercy of God. What should we really be saying then? You professors have already been examples to us who will soon be sent out. Are you communicating to us the real joy of salvation? We who are to be sent out. What will we be telling our people by our lives and our actions? Will there be real joy in the hope we will share with them? Are we in fact sharing that joy of salvation with each other here and now as we live and work together? Brothers, we have the power given to us by the Holy Spirit to mold and shape the attitudes of the people who see us. For in a sense, we are walking advertisements. And we have the choice whether or not we are going to be a good advertisement or a very bad advertisement for ourselves. My prayer for us on this day is that that same God who raised Christ from the dead and gave him glory so that our faith and hope may be in him, that same God may, as we say so often in our liturgy, truly restore to us the true joy of our salvation. Amen.